This is Inspiration Sounds, and a warm welcome to you all. I'm Butsamudra Knox, your host for episode 32. Well, listeners, what a week it has been here in little old New Zealand, in the city of Sails, Auckland. Now, I won't bore you with the minute details, but I will say that tomorrow I'm heading off for the weekend with a few friends to the beach. And by golly, I'm looking forward to the chance to relax and unwind. So as always, when I go on a break, I was looking through my collection of Sri Chinmoy's storybooks, trying to decide which one to take. And yes, I am only taking one, as I'm trying to pack light this time. Now in the process, I found today's stories, which aren't related to each other at all, but I felt they were just great stories, especially the last one, about the fish and the turtle. It has a pretty important moral for us all. Well, let's get into them, shall we? Make yourself comfortable, and I'll speak to you again after these stories from the heart of the world. The Court Jester Says Something New, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Butsamudra Knox. In ancient India, most of the kings had court jesters. Sometimes the fame of these court jesters spread far and wide, especially if they were extremely clever, witty, and imaginative. The job of the court jester was to make everybody laugh, but if he was also very wise, then everybody was able to profit from his humour. This story concerns a particular court jester who was renowned for his unique sense of humour. One time, he was asked to entertain a visiting king. He said many, many funny things and composed some very witty verses. Everybody enjoyed his performance immensely. The visiting king was very, very pleased. Finally, he said to the court jester, "Say something new, something absolutely new. If I really enjoy it, then I will reward you with some gold coins. I have in my pocket 100 gold coins. I will give you 20 if you can say something about which has never been said before." The court jester said, "For 20 gold coins, it is not worth my time to exercise my brain. For such a small price, I do not want to reveal something absolutely new and humorous which my king and others have not heard." The visiting king said, "All right, I will increase it to 50 gold coins. Now at least say something new which your king has never heard." The court jester's own king was observing everything in silence and waiting to see what would happen next. The visiting king continued, "I am offering you half of my gold coins, and still you do not want to tell me something absolutely new?" The court jester said, "No, I still do not feel it is worthwhile." Finally, the visiting king said, "All right, here is my bag containing 100 gold coins. It is all that I have with me. You may keep the entire amount if you tell me something new. Is this acceptable?" The court jester took the bag of coins and said, "If I keep these gold coins of yours, then you and I will be equal. Previously, you were offering this amount and that amount as if I were a beggar. This is why I did not feel it was worth my while. You were only tempting me by raising my reward. But now that you have given me all your wealth, I do not have to beg any more. You have given the highest price, which is everything that you have. Now, I do not need your money. Take it back." And the court jester handed the bag of coins back to the visiting king. The king was puzzled. He said,
What do you mean?"
The court jester replied, "I do not need your money because I am pleased with you. You are ready to give me everything you have, whereas my own king does not give me all that he has, not by any means. He has so much wealth, But he is so very miserly with his gifts. Then the court jester began to elaborate on the defects of his own king. He criticized his king mercilessly. Instead of getting angry, the king laughed and laughed. Then the visiting king asked, "So, what is the new thing that you are saying?" The court jester explained, "The new thing that I'm saying is that my king is miserly. Whereas you are ready to give me everything that you have, my king finds it very difficult to part with his money. He is close-fisted to the extreme. Once in a while, with great reluctance, he may give me 1 gold coin. But he would not dream of giving me 100 gold coins. Then everybody laughed and laughed. The visiting king laughed because the court jester had flattered him and said unkind things about his own king. And the host king laughed because his court jester, as usual, had conveyed the truth in a very humorous way by making fun of his own king. Both the kings agreed that the court jester had succeeded in saying something absolutely new. The Turtle That Bragged. Written by Sri Chinmoy. Dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Two little fish met together in a stream and began bragging to each other. The first fish said,
"I am so beautiful, so exquisite in every way. Look at my colors. See how I am shining. I am literally perfect."
The second fish said,
"I have much more subtle beauty than you. You look so gaudy. I am much more elegant. And what is more, the lake where I live is far superior to yours."
The first fish was shocked.
"How can your lake be superior to mine? It is so puny and shallow. My lake is as vast and deep as an ocean. Your claims are all exaggeration."
The second fish began to defend itself in a spirited way. It said,
"Your lake has no character. Mine is smaller and more charming. People appreciate it so much. There is really no comparison between my lake and yours."
The two fish continued bragging and then started fighting about their respective claims. There seemed to be no end to their argument. Finally, one of them had a brilliant idea. It said,
"Let us find a judge who will be able to tell us truthfully who is actually the more beautiful and who lives in the nice lake."
The fish agreed to go and ask a turtle to be the judge. The turtle said,
"Let me hear both sides of the case and then I will decide."
So they explained everything to the turtle and repeated all their claims. The turtle listened patiently and then said,
"All right. Before I tell you who is the more beautiful, listen to me carefully."
Then the turtle stretched out its neck and legs and said,
"Look at me. God has given me such a beautiful, thick body. My legs are so strong and beautiful. I feel that even God's legs may not be as beautiful as mine. And see how long my neck is. Now look at my eyes. I cannot see my eyes, but when I think, there can be nothing more beautiful in God's creation as my eyes. Without a doubt, God has made me his most beautiful creation."
The little fish were aghast. They said to each other,
"We chose the turtle to be our judge because we thought that it would be impartial. We thought that it would truthfully be able to proclaim which one of us is more beautiful. never imagined that the turtle would think of itself as the most beautiful of all God's creations. Now, we have come to learn that everybody has the right to feel that he himself is beautiful and perfect. It is a matter of individual belief.
Then they said to the turtle,
"We shall not go to any other judge. You have really taught us something. Well, we are so grateful to you for illumining us by bragging and bragging and bragging about your own beauty. Your self-appreciation is no match for ours, but we have learned something most important about beauty from you. The best thing is for everything in God's creation to live happily, believing that it is the most beautiful of all. Bragging only creates problems which have no solution. Now let us all go back to our own homes and live peacefully."
Well, I hope you enjoyed those two stories. You were listening to episode 32 of Inspiration Sounds. As always, you can view these stories online at SriChamoyLibrary.com if you wish to read them again or read them to someone of your own choice. Next week, listeners, we shall have another eclectic mix, another potpourri of stories for you. So be sure to join me then. I've still got some packing to do. I might even tell you a little bit about my trip next week. But until then, I'm Bhutsamudra, and I hope you have a good week. Goodbye.